is the recording for Wednesday, which is first day of Chodesh, and we are on page Kuf Pei in Siman Shin Lamed Vav, a new Siman actually, Siman Shin Lamed Vav, on page Kuf Pei, and the title is Imutalei Lech Al Gabe Asovim V'chein Be'ilan, the dinim of walking on grass, and also the dinim of trees. And there are 13 Sifim, so we're doing Sif Aleph today, and next time we'll do Sif Beis. I think we'll leave that for tomorrow. Well, the next day, Thursday, so today we're going to do the Sif Aleph. Ein oilim be'ilon, ben lach, ben yobesh, ve'ein nitlin boy, ve'ein mishtamshim be'mechuba le'kar kaklau, k'zer shemayale ve'yidloish. You're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos, whether it's a moist, means a live tree, or it's a dead tree, and you can't hang things from a tree, and you can't use anything attached to the ground at all, as we'll see. Why? There's a concern you might climb a tree and pull something off. If a person did climb a tree on Shabbos, which was Asa, if he did it unawares, means he forgot it was Shabbos or forgot that you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, then he's allowed to get climb down from the tree. But if he did it intentionally, he must stay up the tree, he's not allowed to come down. And if he climbed up the tree before Shabbos and he was there when Shabbos came in, then he is allowed to descend and get down from the tree on Shabbos itself. However, some explain that that permission is only when he planned on getting down from the tree before Shabbos. He climbed up before Shabbos and planned on getting off before Shabbos. But if he did not plan on getting down before Shabbos, then he may not get down when it's Shabbos already, since he planned on staying in that tree, Be'isa. And says the Ramah, V'dafka Adam She'ala Sham, but we're talking here only about the person himself who climbed. But if he left an item there from before Shabbos, hanging on the tree, also lit loy misham b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to take it off the tree on Shabbos. Because we're here, we're talking about trees or similar things. Avakonim harakim keyerek, but when you have stalks that are flexible, like vegetables, like vegetation, muta lishtamish b'hem avapi shabumchovam nakalka, you're allowed to use those things even though they are attached to the ground. Dein os lishtamish b'yerek, because there's no issa to use vegetation, only to use a tree. Okay, that was a lot of details. We're going to see Mishnah Berurah now. Sifkot Nalav Dein Yavish. You're not allowed to climb a tree, whether it's moist, whether it's dry, meaning dead. Even if it's completely dried out, there's no moisture at all. And even if the leaves, the branches, the fruits have already come off, where of course there's no concern he might rip something off on Shabbos because there's nothing to rip off. But still completely asa in all cases, because there's like a gader, like a fence around the issa, it applies like a blanket statement all to all trees. But some are lenient in this din to in the summer, mean to climb on something which is completely dead, it would be permitted because everyone can see that it's different and unlike a fresh live tree. Meaning in the winter you can't really tell what's alive and what's dead, but in the summer you can, and therefore there are those who are lenient to say you're allowed to climb and use a tree that's completely dried out in the summer, since everyone, and there's nothing there to pull off, since everyone can see it's dead. Sifkot and Beis Vein Nitlin, and you're not allowed to hang something off of it on Shabbos. V'huadin de'ein nish'onim v'nismachim boy, and also the Gemara says you're not allowed to lean your weight on it either. Sifkot and Gimel Vein Mishtamshim, you can't use anything attached to the ground. Kugoyin laniach chefetz al'ilan, for example, to hang something on a tree, like put an object on a branch, or to take something off of the tree, or to tie an animal to the tree, all these things are prohibited on Shabbos. Sifkot and Dalet v'mechub l'kalka, anything attached to the ground, but only something which is three trochim high, as we will see. If it's shorter than three trochim, even though it's a tree, if it's a tree stump that's shorter than three trochim, then there's no issa. Sifkot and hay, shema yalavi yidloish, the concern is you might climb up the tree and pull something off, alim or enofim, like leaves or branches, like peyroth or fruits, if kamen latoshim, and you're going to do it intentionally, vasle dechiv chatos, which will bring you to a chiv chatos, a malacha deraisa, an obligation to bring a korban. Sifkotan hay, Sifkotan bofoy, Beshegig mutter leyud. If he climbed up the tree, Beshegig, he forgot it was Shabbos and forgot that it's Asa, then he's allowed to get down. Afagavta beyurida, so Mishtash Be'ilon, even though by climbing down he is using the tree, Afapikain, Ein Les, Olav, still it's not prohibited. The Gambi, Shivos, Mishtash Be'ilon, because even if he would stay up the tree, he's also using the tree, so he hasn't got much to lose when he gets down. By getting down. Sifkon Zayin, Osaleirid, but if he went up intentionally, he's not allowed to get down, Aj Matzei Shabbos, until after Shabbos, to Kansinale, because we penalize him. Sifkon Ches, Bechol Gavni, we said it applies in all cases, that Bechol Gavni was the Shulchan Aruch, that said if he climbed up before Shabbos, then he's allowed to get down on Shabbos. The whole avenue, right? Perush ben Ola al das leirid koydim chashecha v'chashcha loy koydim to his speak leirid. Whether he climbed up intending to get down before Shabbos and it just got dark before he got a chance, ben Ola al das leishev shem b'shabbos, or if he climbed up the tree before Shabbos intending to stay there on Shabbos, in all cases he can get down. Sifkot mtes mutter leirid, he can climb off the tree. Afal gav the osser la loisa filu be'er Shabbos adata leishev shem, even though he's not allowed to climb up the tree before Shabbos with intent to stay there. Because by doing so, then on Shabbos he's using the tree. Nevertheless, they did not penalize him to stop him getting down. Since when he climbed up, he did it in a permitted manner. Though some say that applies when he intended to get down before Shabbos, but if he didn't, then he's not allowed to get down on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Brura says, "Le'inyan halacha, kaima lan kasor." Shown about the halacha, we passing that the first opinion that whatever his kavana was when he climbed up before Shabbos, he's allowed to get down on Shabbos. Sifkot Yud Aleph, Medafka Adam, but it's only talking about a person here. The Gambi Shivos Le'inan Oisa Issa, because when he's there on the tree, in the tree on Shabbos, he's doing Issa as well. So what did he gain from staying in the tree? He might as well get down. But when it comes to an object where there's no issa for it to be there, you're not allowed to take it off on Shabbos. Oslit loy mechule shein issa beyos kelim menochim me'atzmam al dorah mechubu b'shabbos, because there's no issa in the item themselves being on something attached to the ground on Shabbos. Uvinatilasa mishdamishu be'elan, and by taking them off, he's using the tree. So therefore, he should leave it on the tree and not take it off. V'atam da'osu l'tol b'shabbos me'elan, and the reason that Chazal prohibited taking something off of a tree on Shabbos, Rishim debekal yovel adezele hishayin alav al echa be'anofav, because easily he could come to lean on it or one of its branches. V'lefichach kol she'gova yosem eshtosh etrochim gozu b'ze, and therefore anything which is higher than three etrochim, they made such a decree that you might lean on it or lean on one of its branches, whatever. But if it's shorter than that, we're not worried. V'dad afak, meaning if you have like a low stump of a tree and it's less than three trochim, you can take something off of it. The FLP cane also laniach be'er Shabbos al ilan kelim hamutarim. Sorry, b'da. The FLP cane also laniach be'er Shabbos al ilan kelim hamutarim lo lishtamish b'Shabbos. And you should know that even so, you're not allowed to put an item on a tree before Shabbos when it's the type of item he's allowed to use on Shabbos. It's a non-muktzah item. Because since it's the type of thing you use, you might be tempted to take it off the tree on Shabbos, Kleel, Simon, Reisha, and Zayin, as we saw earlier, all the way back in Reisha and Zayin. Sifkon Yud Gimel, Okayotzeboy, the Ramah said, any tree or something like it. It all applies to a tree or something like it, as opposed to a reed or some type of flexible shoot that we said there's no issa on that. And the Mishnah Brura says, "You give on kiyotze by perush konim oy kundasim jehem kashim, like sticks or poles that are hard." But yud dale, but these flexible stalks, rakim kiyerek, which are flexible like vegetation, those there's no issa. V'ha b'poiskim sevim she'akonim asuyim leis kashoyis. There are many poiskim who hold though that when you're talking about the type of sticks that if you leave them longer, they're going to become hard. When they touch the ground, even when they are still flexible, they have the same din of the tree, and they are also according to these poskim. But the only cases that are permitted, therefore, are sticks and twigs that grew in a swamp or something like that, where they never get hard. Even if they're taller than three trochim, it's permitted. So if God says vav, There's no issa to use yerek on Shabbos, we said, in the vegetation, only if it's a tree or something like a tree. The bechlal asovim came because such vegetation are in the same category as grass, or asovim, like gozo, and there's no such decree on grasses. From avoya besif gimel, as we will see in sif gimel later. The kofu apreskim, the preskim might dafa pikein, oslish tamish, bekilche kruv udilas. Despite this din, write the preskim, you're not allowed to use kilche kruv udilas, like stalks of cabbage or of a pumpkin. Rafagav de gabe yerek le gozokam, even though we said already that there's no such gezeira, there's no gezeira against cases like vegetables, vegetation, shani hachashem kashim, it's different over here with these stalks because they are hard, and therefore you can't use those on Shabbos, even though they are, even though they're not actually a tree or anything like a tree. Void, they are like a tree because they're hard. Void de lebesoif miskashim and asin caves, and furthermore, even if they're not hard right now, they do become hard and become like a tree. Vedan, you should know, da'ataz chelek la ramah. You should know that the Taz disagrees with the opinion of the Ramah, Behelet le'issa b'konim of yerek, and the Taz prohibits not only trees, but even sticks, stalks, vegetation, things like that as well, that are flexible, even though the Ramah said those are permitted. V'kosav shekein muchach l'loshen Ramah m'shulchan Aruch le'el reish se'if, and he also wants to be medayik this way in the opinion of, in the wording of the Rambam, and also Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of the Sif, she'acha she'zocha t'chila din ilan, because after the Shulchan Aruch wrote the din of the tree, Kosov, he also then, the Shulchan Aruch went on to say, ve'mishtamshim m'chub l'kaka klal, that one cannot use anything attached to the ground at all. That from that wording of the Shulchan Aruch, he seems to clearly be including anything like vegetation and stalks and things and soft stalks as well. The chain habach machmir there, not only the Taz, but the Bach his father in law was also stringent in this din, unlike the Ramah. Aval b'sefer Eli Rabbah hisigal there, the Eli Rabbah questions this. The hevi mekamah rishonim, and he brings from a number of the rishonim the pasuk k'ramah. They do agree, and they rule like the Ramah said, that vegetation and things like that are permitted. And from the Rambam's wording that the Taz wants to bring a proof from, that's no proof. The Kaya Kol al Ilan Amuska Mekadim, because the wording of the Rambam is really directly going on the earlier case he said, which is the tree. The Kala was there, Afilim Nithyabish Legami, and he wants to include in that, even if the tree completely dried out, Shein Alav Shum Alim Vanofim, where there's no leaves, there's no branches, where there's no concern that he might detach Avila Hochi Asa, even then the Rambam is trying to say that such a tree is Asa to climb or to hang things off, etc. And a Dekasa, but he wrote, Zafke imakonehu rach yerek, that it's only okay if the stick, the stalk, is flexible like vegetation. Avalimu kashu, but if it's hard, Avapisha ainle kashu keilan, even though it's not as hard as a tree, you can't use it in any way to take anything off it, because it's very easy to break accidentally, let's say, when you are using it. And the Tzeh Shabbos also wants to be lenient in this din, the vegetation is okay. And Machalik on Kain, Kamoshim Machalik, Eli Rabba, and wants to make a chiluk the same way that Eli Rabba did. The Chaimachai Adam Maskim Kain Ladina, Kumashi Hetego Amar, the Chai Adam also passing the way the Amar brought, the vegetation is okay. Behavi Shagam Heritva, Kosov Kain, and he also wants to, he brings that the Ritva said that as well. Udaloi Kataz, unlike the opinion of the Taz, who is Machmir by vegetation. Adkan.